Should scientists be free to explore every possible avenue to cure debilitating diseases? Or do we risk crossing an ethical line by lifting restrictions on certain research methods? Stem cell research has sparked intense debates, and at the heart of it lies a fundamental question. How far should we go in our quest to understand and potentially heal the human body? Welcome to your Dinner Table Debates Daily Deep Dive, where we explore real topics from our decks and give you everything you need to debate in under 10 minutes. Today's topic is, any restrictions on the use of stem cells in research should be lifted, and comes from the science category in our full-size Essentials Collection deck. Let's dig in. Stem cells are unique in that they are the body's master cells. They're able to transform into many types of cells and potentially regenerate as well. These cells can be used to repair or replace damaged tissue, offering cures for a wide range of conditions, from spinal cord injuries to degenerative diseases like ALS. The controversy around stem cells primarily revolves around the use of embryonic stem cells, which are derived from early stage embryos. This has led to ethical concerns, as the process of harvesting these cells involves the destruction of the embryo, human embryos. In the United States, federal funding for embryonic stem cell research has been a contentious issue. In 2001, President George W. Bush limited federal funding to existing stem cell lines, citing ethical concerns. But President Barack Obama lifted these restrictions in 2009, allowing more lines to be used in federally funded research. Despite this, state-level restrictions and ongoing ethical debates continue to limit the scope of research. Most of these debates center around the fact that an embryo means something different to different people in the debate. For some, it means life. For others, it means a small set of cells. Internationally, regulations vary widely, with countries like the United Kingdom and Sweden taking a more open stance, while others such as Germany and Italy having more strict controls. This variation has led to a global patchwork of policies that impact the pace and direction of stem cell research. The debate over stem cell research is more relevant than ever as advancements in science and medicine continue to push the boundaries of what is possible. At the same time, ethical considerations remain critical as the implications of unrestricted research touch on fundamental questions about the beginning of human life and the moral responsibilities of scientists. Now, let's debate. Agree. Any restrictions on the use of stem cells in research should be lifted. 1. Lifting restrictions on stem cell research could speed up the development of treatments for a wide range of diseases, including diabetes, heart disease, and neurological disorders. By allowing scientists to explore all potential avenues, including embryonic stem cells, we could unlock new therapies that are currently out of reach. The potential benefits, such as regenerating damaged tissues or organs, far outweigh the ethical concerns for many, as the focus shifts to saving lives and reducing suffering. 2. Removing restrictions could encourage scientific innovation and exploration, allowing researchers to pursue groundbreaking discoveries. Stem cell research has already led to significant advancements in understanding human development and disease. By lifting restrictions, we could see even more rapid progress in fields such as gene therapy, personalized medicine, and drug testing, leading to more effective and targeted treatments. 3. Countries that imposed strict regulations risk falling behind in the global race for medical innovation. By lifting restrictions, the U.S. and other nations can maintain leadership in biomedical research, attracting top scientists, fostering job creation, and driving economic growth. Furthermore, easing restrictions could reduce the need for patients to travel abroad for stem cell therapies, keeping healthcare advancements here at home. Disagree. Any restrictions on the use of stem cells in research should not be lifted. 1. The use of embryonic stem cells raises significant ethical issues, as it involves the destruction of human embryos, which some believe is the equivalent to taking human life. Lifting restrictions could lead to slippery slopes where ethical boundaries are increasingly blurred potentially leading to practices that society might later regret. Respecting life at all stages is a fundamental moral stance for many, and current restrictions reflect our society's values. 2. Advances in stem cell research have shown that alternative sources, such as adult stem cells and iPSCs, can provide many of the same benefits without the ethical concerns associated with embryonic stem cells. These alternatives are capable of differentiation and can be harvested without destroying embryos, making them a viable and less controversial option. Focusing on these alternatives could achieve medical goals without compromising ethical standards. 3. Restrictions on stem cell research are in place to ensure that scientific exploration is conducted responsibly and ethically. Lifting these restrictions could lead to unchecked and potentially dangerous experiments with unforeseen consequences. Regulation provides a framework for accountability and oversight, ensuring that research adheres to ethical standards and that the rights and dignity of all life forms are respected. Now let's explore some rebuttals. A potential rebuttal to the first agree point about accelerating medical advancements could be, while the potential for medical breakthroughs is significant, it does not justify compromising ethical standards. Advances should be pursued responsibly, ensuring that we do not sacrifice our moral values in the name of scientific progress. Ethical research can still lead to meaningful advancements, even if it's at a slower pace. A potential rebuttal to the second disagree point about alternative stem cell sources is, although alternatives like adult stem cells and iPSCs do offer promising avenues, they are not a complete substitute for embryonic stem cells. The unique properties of embryonic stem cells make them invaluable for certain types of research, and excluding them could limit our understanding and ability to develop comprehensive treatments. Recent years have seen significant advancements in stem cell research, including breakthroughs in using iPSCs to create patient-specific therapies. Countries continue to grapple with the balance between regulation and innovation, as debates over the ethical use of stem cells remain active. Organizations like the International Society for Stem Cell Research provide guidelines to ensure ethical practices, highlighting the ongoing efforts to navigate this challenging terrain. Want to dig into this topic even more? Well, when you're playing dinner table debates at home, you can have Agree set the stage and choose how to define the debate. This means that they can outline the terms, context, and interpretation, creating a unique and dynamic conversation every time. Here are some ways that Agree could redefine the debate topic. Any restrictions on the use of stem cells in research should be lifted. 1. Research using embryonic stem cells should only be conducted in cases of life-threatening conditions. What standards should be set for defining life-threatening? Would limiting research in this way hinder potential cures for chronic but non-fatal conditions? 2. The sale and trade of stem cells should be regulated by international health organizations. How would international regulations impact the pace of medical progress? Could this create more accessible and affordable healthcare worldwide? 3. Only stem cell research funded by government grants should be unrestricted. Would public funding provide better ethical oversight for such research? How could this impact private innovation in the field? 4. Any restrictions on the use of stem cells in research on oneself should be lifted. Should individuals be allowed to use stem cells and related technologies like CRISPR on their own bodies without restrictions? How does personal autonomy factor into the debate on lifting restrictions? And what implications might this have for individual choices in medical research? Exploring questions like these give your debates more depth and can help clarify your position on these issues. If you enjoyed our deep dive, you can debate this topic and many others by getting your own Dinner Table Debates deck at dinnertabledebates.com. It's a unique game because every round starts with randomly assigning agree or disagree. Then you pick the topic, meaning that you might be debating for something you disagree with, or vice versa. But that's the point. Stretch your brain, gain clarity, improve critical thinking and empathy, and have fun doing it. Save 10% on your order by using the code PODCAST10 at dinnertabledebates.com. You can also join the debate on our Instagram and TikTok accounts at dinnertabledebates. Get ready for some thought-provoking discussions that will challenge your assumptions and broaden your understanding of the world around you. Happy debating, and remember, everyone is always welcome at the table.